Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. I'm still new to the administration world where I'm still sorting out the documents, and I really wanted to share some hustles that I'm currently doing, and hopefully it will give you a bit different perspectives on the proposals and the contracts and everything that we're doing.
Hey guys, Dante Dinkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you dance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
Okay, so 2023, I put myself on a journey to update our proposals and contracts. I think I've said that in some of the previous episodes. But usually people said, well, okay, what? It's like a two-page document or three-page proposals. How much editing you can do to it? And I think this is the mistake. People, especially salespeople, when they're struck with too many things in parallel, then the proposal is just another document. The contract is just another document. For consultants or for me, each one of them should be a masterpiece. So if you have a proposal and that's it and nothing else matters, what all you need to do in order to make it as a masterpiece? I mean, it's same for me as like movies. When you watch a movie, you're like, ah yeah, there are an actor doing some stuff and someone is recording it, but that's like you have no idea how many people are involved into the choreography, into the movements, into the clothing, into the lighting, into the so many bits and pieces. And now I was actually upgrading the renting of SDR proposal that we had in BB, and it's like, wow, that's a lot of work. So let me give you the story. First, I sit in front of the computer and I wrote a two-page proposal. I don't want 25 pages documents. They're gonna lose the attention. And that two pages is like, okay, you want to hire a sales team from us? Well, there are two stages, the planning stage or the recruitment stage. We don't even find them from you. And blah, 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 and step one and step two and step three. Okay, and then monthly, you're gonna get X, Y, and Z. So it's a 1.5 word document, A4 structured proposal. Then I'm like, okay, now this has to go to the copywriter, copy editor in our case, because we have Buba and she does miracles in editing my words. I mean, if my clear thoughts come out to the world, you see how messy I am, but she really does a great job in editing. She returns the document with so many mistakes and corrections in the word, in the grammar, and into the wording and into everything. And now I have almost two pages of Word document without even the pricing. Then based on that, I'm actually going in Canva, and together with Tamara, we're creating the second part of the proposal, which is the visual, where we have the pricing, like, okay, this is the onboarding fee, this is how much it costs for one SDR, for two SDRs, for three or more SDRs. So after I finish that, I have, okay, 2.5 pages proposal, where 1.5 is a Word document and the second part is a one page visuals with the pricing. I'm like, okay, now I need the third part. We need some social proof, some testimonials, so we can say, well, here are some of our clients and projects that we worked with, some other companies that actually hired some SDRs from BSB. Now, Natasha, our COO, went back in history in the last 3-4 years. We identified 10 different clients that we've rented SDRs, and she combined them into a multi-page document with summaries, like this company hired 10 people from us, or hired 5 people for 6 months, and we worked on this, and this. Now, that document, so I'm saying this is the third part of the proposal, the social proof. And just for that, Natasha went to history, identified all the companies that are relevant for the renting of SDR, and then I went and go over them, standardized them, like, okay, for each of them, how long did we work, how many days, what kind of projects, and I narrowed down to top 6. And those top 6, I was careful because I was like, okay, I want to have one social proof from Norway, one from Germany, one from Austria, one from Denmark, one from Spain, and one from the US, of course. Because in my eyes, it's like, what would the potential client see? Is it all our six clients just from Germany or from the US? It gives a bad picture. Are they all six exactly the same? If they are, that means that we just do one thing. So I was looking at the six that gives a different story. In some way where we were screening exhibitions and events. In others, we were building database and updating the CRM. In thirds, we were doing the actual outreach. So I was trying to figure out the best six stories that portrayed a more colorful picture on what we can do. Now, once I finished with that, I got to the top six and I said, well, three mini case studies per page. It's like, this is the client, this is what we do, this is the timeline. So I can put three in a page, so I will need the two pages for the social proof. And now that I finish, I need to go back to Nutshell just to check that I'm not lying on some of the projects. I mean, I always believe in honesty, guys. But from there, it goes back to Booba, where she needs to proofread now these new pages in order to make sure that I don't have any amateurish grammatical mistakes. Then it goes to Tamara, our designer, and she needs to create two pages where she's gonna design the testimonials and the mini cases in Canva, I assume. Then I will get them back, and then I need to create two pages part and add it into the FTE proposal. So you see how complicated it gets. But at the end of the day, what's the outcome? When I sent a PDF proposal for renting FTEs or SDR, sales development representative, the prospect you see, a 1.5 page of narrative, what the proposal includes, what's the scope, what's included in each of the stages, that's 1.5 page. Then a one pager with the financials and terms and conditions and how much they need to pay, and it's a proposal at the end of the day. So that's 2.5 pages, and two additional pages of social proof, six different companies from around the world and what, how they actually utilize BizBiz SDR into achieving their results. So you see, the end result is 1.5 and 2.5 and 4.5 pages. Let's put it at 5. But we're talking about a 5-page document, which takes me quite a lot of days, which takes Natasha, our CEO, time, which takes Booba, our copy editor, and which takes Tamara, our designer, a lot of effort to build it. So then the sales team can just say, ah, you know what, I actually have one proposal for you, here it is. And I don't think that people, salespeople especially, are treating the proposal this way. Because I've been in sales. Usually it's like, yeah, well, we have a proposal, and after the sales meeting, I'll just send it to the client. But rarely we are considering the proposal as a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece that on the outside, it should look like pretty simple, a very clear 1.5 page scope, followed by a really well-designed one-pager financials, followed by two pages, six interesting social proof and case studies that further enriches the validity of the proposal. Yeah, it's really, on the outside, it looks like a simple 5-page document, but on the back end, we are treating it as a masterpiece. And on top of that, once the client says yes, we're also redoing the contract now, where it's going to still go over like me, proof editor, lawyer, me, proof editor, lawyer, until we get to additional 2 pages for the contract. So I had to show these guys because, yeah, I usually try to give sales advice, but nowadays I'm really stuck into the documentation, and I don't think that documents receive the deserved attention. How many times you got a proposal where it's too complicated, like 17 pages proposal, where you're like, okay, this is too complicated for me, let me find something simple. Well, guess what? Your document just got you a client. Or where the proposal is so blank, there are so many weird stuff, that then you spend 2 or 3 weeks asking questions like, okay, I checked your proposal, but tell me about this, why this is not included in the proposal, and what about this, and so it's not a complete proposal. And that's why it's the beginning of the year. Do spend some time on your documents, check out the proposal that you're sending to your clients, and be some strategic about it. Consider it as a masterpiece. What pieces your proposal should have it. With me, it's clear. We have the scope, we have the design project, we have the social proof. But that's for me. How about you? Which elements do you think you need to have in your proposal in order to maximize the acceptance rate? And then each of the pieces, start considering it as a masterpiece. Because my three pieces, if each of them is a masterpiece, then the proposal is a masterpiece. That's all I had to say now, guys, because yeah, I need to do the proposal for full-time employee as the LinkedIn thing, but then I need to create a proposal for the content agency, then I have a proposal for LinkedIn, then I have a proposal for Groove, even I need to create a proposal for the Upwork sales channel, because that's a new service we've started, and I still need to make it a really, really compelling to everybody that we send. That's all for me today. Consider your proposals as a masterpiece and see the magic happening. Have a good day, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbizsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Do you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.